Court. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The South Carolina legislature has the radical idea that state colleges should use tax dollars to teach students about America, rather than spend time teaching them about the homosexual culture. Last year, the College of Charleston assigned a novel about the author's childhood as a lesbian as required reading for the entire campus. The University of South Carolina required all its first-year writing students to read a collection of stories from a gay and lesbian radio show. Students who objected were not allowed to opt out. As a result of this nonsense, the state legislature cut $52,000 and $17,000 from the two college budgets. Recently, the legislature passed a revised budget that restores the funding, but the legislators have insisted that the money be used for instruction on the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Federalist Papers, as well as for the study of American institutions and ideals. This will put both schools back in compliance with a 90-year-old state law that says that state colleges must require courses on American founding documents. The new bill also states that any mandatory reading assignment must include an alternative for students who say the mandatory book conflicts with their religious beliefs. Now, naturally, the ACLU and other leftist organizations are hopping mad, and they're calling this an assault on academic freedom. I don't see how. The schools are still allowed to teach what they want. They just cannot cram homosexual propaganda down the throats of unwilling students. And if taxpayers are footing the bill, I think it makes good sense to use the money to make students knowledgeable about the country we live in. I can't think of anything better for that than the study of America's founding documents. I wish more states would pass requirements like South Carolina did.
The clear and intentional assault on religious freedom by the Obama administration is documented in a new book by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeier titled No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. You can help stop the campaign to secularize America. Get your copy of No Higher Power on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Is Dr. Linda Loggeman. She is a commissioner on the Citizens Commission on Human Rights, and she is an associate clinical professor at the University of California at San Francisco and a licensed clinical psychologist who recently closed her practice to devote herself full-time to addressing the very serious issues in the mental health field. Her websites are Dr. Loggeman.com, that's LAGEMANN, and CCHR.org, and CCHRINT.org. And somebody emailed me and said that e-cigarettes are rigged by drug users to smoke the hallucinogen DMT, which I don't know what that is. But there is.
What was it?
That the e-cigarettes are rigged by drug users so that they can smoke the hallucinogen DMT. I don't know what DMT is. But apparently it's an hallucinogenic something.
I don't know DMT. Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, that makes sense. I mean, you can put anything in it. I mean, you can rig it anyway. So, sure. Yeah.
All righty. We will take calls in this hour. If you have a call or a comment or a question about what we're talking about today, and which is a very, very interesting subject, and you brought up alcohol. You've made some comparisons between alcohol and the marijuana.
Yeah.
Once you legalize anything, it's giving permission for more people to use it, and then you have the younger generation who couldn't go out and buy it. They have more access to it because, well, it's legal and
they completely have access, just like the teens have access to alcohol now.
Sure.
But the other thing is, when you legalize it, it gives the impression that it's safe. This is the same thing with prescription drugs, which are now, there are more ODs, more people die from prescription drugs than from car accidents, from street drugs. There are more ODs on opioids right now than from cocaine and heroin combined. So when you make something legal, gives this false impression that it is safe.
That it's safe, especially if the FDA passes it.
Yeah,
They do. And so everybody assumes, the FDA says it's safe, it's fine, it's wonderful.
You know, let's look at Colorado, because, they did legalize recreational use. I mean, they had passed the medical marijuana. Actually, Colorado passed medical marijuana use in 2001, but they didn't have any dispensaries open until the mid-2000s, and then from 2006 to 2012, those medical marijuana card holders rose from 1,000 people to over 108,000, and the dispensaries, you know, boomed, obviously from zero to, but they went up to 532. But they, you know, they legalized recreational use in, actually, I think it was in November 2012 that they legalized recreational use, but they didn't open any of the stores, the recreational stores, until 20, let's see, it's basically been a year. So it was January 2014, actually, that they opened the stores. And, you know, in that time, there, as I mentioned, there was a big jump in teenage use, of course, to where they're 50% above the national average. And there are some other things. You know, it was sold to the voters with the idea that it would be regulated and safe, and the, you know, the government would be testing it, and they were supposed to. Actually, by law, the government, the state, is supposed to test the marijuana for mold and pesticides and other contaminants. This is required by the state law that the people voted for. But a year has gone by now, and they are not doing any of that. They are not testing it for mold, the pesticides, and other contaminants. They're just not set up to do that. So, you know, who knows what people are getting there. And so, I mean, that's one problem they've got there. The other thing with the legalization that I think people aren't maybe thinking how this will play out down the road is that it will be regulated, controlled. It's going to be controlled by a few people. Of who will be able to, because of cumbersome regulations or whatever, who's going to be able to grow. I think people are thinking, oh, this is a freedom thing, and everybody, you know, can have their little garden or whatever. But, you know, that's not, I don't think that's the plan. I think it's going to be that there's some tight regulations on who's allowed to do that. And again, ultimately, when you look at the history of Monsanto and they're involved in the push for this, you know, they have an interest in their seeds and in, you know, Terminator seeds, and I think we're looking at a move to try to control the market for marijuana. That stopped you, huh?
I'm sorry, I muted my mic. I did get some information, one from the producer, and then some information from the chat room, that DMT is dimethyltryptamine, and that it is a psychedelic compound of the tryptamine family. It is a structural analog of serotonin and melatonin, and a functional analog of other psychedelic tryptamines such as 5-MeO-DMT, bufotenin, and doesn't look like anything that would be very good for anybody at all.
Right.
Wow. Okay, we do have a caller.
Mm-hmm.
We've got callers starting to line up. Should we take a phone call?
Sure.
Okay, let's take Ray from Oregon. Ray, welcome.
Hi there. Am I on? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello, okay.
Ray?
Yeah.
Are you there?
I am.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, first of all, I guess I'd like to try to define some terms here. Linda, now you called it genetic engineering. Am I right in that you use those words?
It's been modified and manipulated, and I know, I'm not sure exactly where you're going to go, but you're going to give a technical definition of genetic engineering?
Well, look at what you call, if you have two different kinds of apples and you like the color of one and the flavor of the other, and so you graft one onto the other tree, what would you call that?
Well, that is grafting, and I don't think that's quite what's going on, but But go ahead. I mean, I don't want to get caught up on the term. I mean, I want to make the point that it has been intensified. It has been modified and manipulated. We can leave out the word genetic if that's what you're focusing on.
Well,
but you wouldn't argue that it's been modified and intensified.
Let's look modified then, all right?
Sure.
So if I have a strain of marijuana and I like some of the attributes that it has,
mm-hmm.
I combine that or I cross it with another strain of marijuana,
mm-hmm.
I think, I don't know, I would call that selective breeding, which we've been doing with every food that we've been eating for our entire existence.
Okay. So then it has been selectively bred to increase the THC from 0.75 to, you know, average of 14%.
Sure.
I mean, we're still talking about the increase of the THC.
Sure. Alrighty, we are going to a quick break. You are welcome to stay over the break and we'll get back to your question or comment when we come back from listening to our sponsors. Be right back.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
HempUSA.org introduces 3 brand new detox formulations of microplant powders. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide. Only at HempUSA.org.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest is Dr. Linda Loggeman. Her websites are, drloggeman.com and cchr.org and cchrint. And we had a caller from Oregon, Ray, and you were talking about grafting and that kinds, those kinds of things. The thing, somebody in the chat room made a very astute comment and said let's see, the current weed is being grafted and modified by independent growers. Just wait until the corporate labs get a hold of it.
Yeah. So, you know, one thing I, we had to go to commercial break there, but I'm not exactly sure where Ray was going to go with that, but, you know, the bottom line, whether we can, I call it, you know, modifying it or manipulating it, whatever the thing is, grafting, but it's basically, it's bred one way or the other. I actually have tried to find this information out of, about technically what counts as genetic modifying and whether this is what's going on. And there's some sources that say the marijuana is genetically modified, and then there are others that don't use that term. So I'm not positive about that. But I do know, and that's not debatable, is the increase in the THC content in the psychoactive substance and the results of that. And even backers of legalization give pause to this study that was done, cannabis linked to psychosis. It was a meta-analysis. That's one of those where they do a study of all the studies. They did a study of all the studies from 1966 to 2004, I think it was, or 2001, and they looked at cannabis as an independent risk factor. So they factored other things out. You know, it's when they sort of try to control for everything else, and when you have that much data, you're able to do that. Published in the Journal of Psychopharmacology in 2005. And there, cannabis was an independent risk factor for psychosis. Psychosis meaning, you know, like loss of connection with reality, like that's where, you know, people hear voices or talk to themselves or, you know, or disconnect from reality. Now, the other thing along those same lines, because again, this is a problem that has increased with the intensification of the THC. England, in 1997, The Independent, which is a British newspaper, they launched a whole campaign to legalize or to change the classification that marijuana had in at that time in Britain. You know, they use a different thing. We use Schedule 1, Schedule 2, that kind of thing. But they use a letter system. But anyway, they led the charge on that, and in 2004, January 2004, in England, cannabis was changed from a Class B to a Class C, making it, you know, saying it was less, that it was more harmless. And the result was, in 1 year's time, youth treatment for marijuana doubled in just 1 year, from 2005 to 2006. Again, we're looking at the impact on youth, because it's never legal for youth, but those are the ones who get hit hardest.
Sure.
And this Dr. Murray, a professor of psychiatry at the London Institute of Psychiatry, he noted the increase in schizophrenics in the UK after the change in this. So the increase in people smoking it. Now, his statement, I don't know where the number comes, but his statement was that at least 25,000 schizophrenics in the UK could have been avoided, meaning that it was like something that pushed some people over the edge.
Wow.
So, it's, you know, there are others looking at this link, and like I said, even backers of legalization, you know, this is one where they don't have an answer for or can't, like, kind of dismiss it. But it's clear that there's a line, there's some connection between cannabis and psychosis that's clear now that was not clear 10 years ago. And, you know, prior to all of this, you know, moves towards legalizing in various forms. And what happened in England was the Independent actually came out with a full-page apology, and they then took the position that it was a public hazard, a mental health hazard, and then the UK went back and reclassified in January 2009. They went back and, you know, changed the classification of marijuana back to the Class B drug, you know, saying it was more risky.
Sure. So, well, just the hospital admissions that you mentioned before we went to the last break are indicative that there's some real problems here.
Yes. That's right, there are. And again, these are not things that were seen, you know, in the marijuana before. from, you know, before this increase in the potency, however they came about doing that. So, yeah.
Hmm. Now, do we still have Ray on the line? Is he still there? Ray, are you still there?
Oh, am I still here?
Yeah, you're still there.
Okay. there was a propaganda show that put out in the 60s called Reefer Madness. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. That has since been, you know, completely debunked in to anybody who has a mind.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as the genetically modified versus selective breeding, genetically modified is what Monsanto, that is a real concern. What they are doing and what they are planning on doing is a real concern,
mm-hmm.
and people who are in, I guess you would say, the industry are concerned. They do have their eye on it.
Mm-hmm.
And the people, I don't know if I could speak for them or not, but I'll give you a try. The people that I know are completely against it. They will not have anything to do with anything from Monsanto. They're aware of what's going on as far as Monsanto goes, and
mm-hmm.
is genetic engineering.
Mm-hmm.
Selective breeding, yes, it has made the weed more potent. And basically what you're doing there is you're going, instead of having to smoke 6 or 8 or 10 hits or however many hits you have to get to that level where you personally want to be, you smoke one. So you've reduced the carcinogens that you've smoked. And if you wanted to put it in an e-cigarette, I have not seen the data on this specifically, but from what I've seen, it lessens the carcinogens even more. You're smoking a very pure product.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, the potency is real, but just like with anything, you know, and did prohibition stop people from drinking? Did the laws on legalization of alcohol versus 21 or 17, did it stop you or anyone else when you were a kid from getting your hands on beer or on booze?
Do you know that there's a big increase in addiction, though, now? And again, this is because it's got the higher THC.
I would be very interested to know how. That's another term I want to define. What is addiction? Are you talking a physical addiction? Are you talking a psychological addiction? Because I have seen nothing that shows that marijuana in any way, shape, or form is physically addictive.
Yeah, I'm talking a physical addiction. I'm talking that withdrawal when people stop using it, of high in irritability, anger that comes from withdrawal.
Okay, so withdrawal, you could say the same thing about sugar. You could say the same thing about caffeine, right?
There are different things with that, yeah. You could, yes.
If you stop eating sugar, you get headaches. You might get irritable. It depends on each person, right? So caffeine, same thing. You're going to get irritable. You might get a headache. So that's a physical addiction, then. That's how you're defining a physical addiction.
That's one of the things. Yeah. How are you defining it? Like, what? Why are you saying it's not? I want to understand what you're.
Well, let's look at say alcohol. You know, if you go mm-hmm. through, if you are a hard alcohol drinker, which you've compared this to alcohol or even SSRIs. I mean, that's hysteria.
Comparing in certain factors. The comparison with alcohol is just to give an example of proportional differences, and also to compare the industries.
The marketing.
So I'm comparing the marketing. Yeah, there's certain points I'm making. I'm not just making a general comparison of it. If you're following what I'm saying, I'm using it for certain examples.
Okay, we are going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
In terms of addiction and other things, I think that that's also an individual matter, depending on a person's psychological makeup, whether they get addicted to something emotionally or physically. It can be bad either way.
Well, and again, I mean, the risk for addiction is higher in teenagers.
Yes.
And that is the, you know, the main focus I'm having here.
Sure.
I want to mention there's a book, because Ray brought up Reefer Madness. There's a book called Reefer Sanity that looks at, it's by Kevin Sabet, and it goes over some of the myths about marijuana and is a look that is, again, like a balanced look, trying to just get the facts and then have policy come from that. And that's what I'm wanting to do. I mean, it seems I don't know with you know, again, where exactly Ray might be coming from, but I want information out there. I don't think there's debate. I don't know that Ray would debate with the, it didn't sound like it, with the fact that the THC is higher now than it was before. There's certain things that are the case, and that people should know that as they are thinking about this. The other thing that I don't think, it didn't sound like, is I mean, was debatable. I mean, he's concerned also about Monsanto's, you know, getting their hands on this and their interest in it. The whole industrializing of this and who the people would be that are controlling that, I think that's a point of commonality and of concern.
Oh, absolutely.
I want people, I'm not arguing for one thing or the other. My point is getting information out so that then people are, you know, can do what they're doing with it. But right now, I think the information is being controlled and manipulated, and that we are being played, and that then allows for the Monsantos and the, you know, the industry to get a hold, get take hold. And I,
sure.
I doubt if any of the listeners are wanting that. Even somebody who's saying, you know, okay, legalize it. But again, I think we should look at, you know, the difference between decriminalizing versus legalizing.
Sure.
Yeah. And you know, we can argue different things of like, well, what's the definition of addiction? And
yeah, those are side issues that really have nothing to do with the focus of what you're saying.
Well, not at the overall. Yeah.
Sure. It's a monopolization of an entire industry that has to do with something that used to be a crop. They used to use hemp for a number of things. And it's another one of the resources that they want to monopolize, which would include water and everything else on the planet.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Hello?
Yes, Ray.
Well, let's talk about the hemp. Well, actually, you know, it's funny, your first hour of your program was the Delphi technique, and we were on addiction, physical addiction versus psychological or perceived addiction.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you take heroin, you stop using heroin, you get physically sick. You vomit, you curl up in a ball, you got trouble. If you take alcohol, you quit hard boozer, quit using alcohol, they go into DTs, they can die.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's physical addiction. So,
it doesn't have to be just that you're going to die from it.
Well, I mean, but we're still talking the difference of caffeine or sugar.
Well, I'm talking about things that stats from the National Institute of Drug Abuse, or that's what I'm talking. So however they're defining it, that's where I'm getting this from.
Okay, well, do we trust...
Or the National Institute of Health. I think those are the definitions that are being used medically, are going to be the National Institute of Health. And it's the National Institute of Health, if you look at the stats on Medline, the publication from National Institute of Health, they say that 1 in 6 of the youth users now become addicted.
Well, I have known several people. I don't know if you're familiar with the state of Jefferson. It's Northern California and Southern Oregon. But there is a culture here that is centered around marijuana and has been for many, many, many years. They were going to secede from the Union, and that was one of the things that it was happened before World War II, and then World War II happened, and of course we all had to pull together. But what I'm saying here is, yes, I want real information out there, but I want you to be giving the real information. Genetically modified is not selective breeding. And also this psychological, physical addiction. Okay, if you want to call that physical addiction, then are people physically addicted to sugar? Are people physically addicted to caffeine? If that's your worst side effect, really, is, I mean, okay, but I just want there to be no hysteria. That's why I brought in the reefer madness. Yes, the stuff is getting stronger. There's no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I see the benefit in that as less carcinogenic. You're smoking less.
Mm-hmm. Is that your experience? Do you actually see people smoking less Do you actually see people just taking one hit and say, no, I'm good now. This was, you know, much stronger, so I only needed, you know, just one hit. I didn't need to smoke the whole thing.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, that's not what I'm seeing.
Well, are you among smokers?
I am among smokers sometimes. I know I see some comments in the chat room here that they think I'm just a book learning person, that I don't have any actual experience here, but that's actually not quite the case.
Well, that's good, and I would encourage.
But you. I don't live in a community like you're talking about. I don't know. Do you guys grow your own? Then it's controlled in that way, or?
Well, see, that is what's happening in Oregon. Oregon just legalized it. I don't know if you're familiar with that or not.
Of course.
But what we're seeing coming in are these corporate interests that want us to go through everything through the dispensary.
Right.
And so what I'm hoping happens is, again, that we just come together, we see this for what it is, as an attempt to take us over.
Okay, this is exactly what I'm saying, so I'm not sure why you're arguing with me. Because that's the primary thing. I don't know why you're picking on certain points. That's my primary argument here, is it's about control. That it's not about people having the freedom to do things. I'm for people having freedom. That when we're looking at the legalization, we're talking about a whole industry that is going to come in and is going to say that you and your group cannot grow because there's these regulations and you got to go through, you know, R.J. Reynolds or something is the only one that can do it. I don't know what. But why are you trying to argue when we're looking at the same concern about the big picture?
Yes, we're in agreement as far as that goes, but the physical addiction, that's a buzzword. That's not a good thing. And genetic engineering. As I explained, the difference is what Monsanto's going to do versus us just breeding our crops and cross-pollinization and getting good seeds and doing that kind of thing.
Well, you're just giving your example from what you guys do. Do you know that nobody is genetically modifying it? Because, again, the sources I'm, you know, reading, there's some that are saying there's genetic modification, some that is GMO, some that's not. Obviously, what you guys are doing, you're not genetically modifying it. But
now,
are you really making the case thing that there's no genetically modified weed out there?
For among us, yeah.
Among you, your group, for sure.
The laboratory, I mean, you've got to genetically engineer a thing, you've got to take it down to its DNA to its core substance and take out some and put in others. No, nobody has a lab. We're just farmers.
No, I know. But you're taking your experience, your little community experience, and then you're using that to generalize to the whole thing and then to try to, you know, discredit something I'm saying. And that's what I'm saying. Like, everything is not done the way your community's doing it.
And genetic modification means that you redo the product so that you can get a patent on it. And that is what Monsanto has done with a lot of other crops. They remake the product so that it is nowhere near what it was naturally, so that they can then get a patent on it. Because you cannot patent things that are natural.
There you go. That's my whole point right there, Deanna. That's it. I just don't want her to use the term genetically engineered. Monsanto's doing it, yes. Regular people, the regular stuff that you're just going to buy on the street or from your friends or your neighbors or whatever, that's not genetically engineered. That's just...
Oh, it's just...
Well, I'm not saying it is.
Okay.
Not saying it is.
I think we're all in the same camp.
That was my point. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks, Ray. Alrighty, so I think we're together on this.
Well, I think this is the kind of thing that it's important when you're up against a behemoth like, you know, the forces that are wanting to get control of and create an industry. It's really important not to have infighting because we've got a job to do, and we're up against something, a big force. Same with the pharmaceutical industry and psychiatric drugs.
Exactly. Right. All righty. We are going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Micro Plant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Micro Plant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Alrighty, we are back. Our guest is Dr. Linda Loggeman, and her websites are drloggeman.com, cchr.org, and cchrint. We've had a fairly healthy discussion about marijuana, Monsanto. I think we know enough about Monsanto to recognize what they are probably thinking and what their objectives are without too much of a problem.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think so. And, you know, that's why Right, and I mean, ultimately, you're looking at control, and ultimately, you're looking at profit off of addiction and control of something. It's not about people being free and to do what they want. And there are,
sure,
as I said, there are parallels with what's happened with you know, the control that the psychiatric industry has and how effective they have been. And the same way, they've been effective by a lot of bombardment of their message and some false messages. That's how, and they've been very effective. And I think right now, the marijuana industry people that are, you know, poised to make a tremendous profit off of addiction are doing a similar thing, and they're also being very effective. They've been effective in confusing some issues. And, you know, like with the pharmaceutical, it's, sometimes we look at this and it's like, how, it's so unbelievable, and that's how it can occur. You know, it's unbelievable how effective direct-to-consumer advertising of psychiatric drugs has been, that has shaped how people look at themselves and look at their struggles in life. And, you know, since that whole direct-to-consumer advertising campaign began, the numbers of people on psychiatric drugs of all ages has just boomed. And you have actually blockbuster drugs, you know, meaning a blockbuster drug is, you know, a drug that makes a $1 billion or more in annual sales. And Prozac was the first of those. But now, you know, you've got Abilify, which is a top seller. The U.S. pharmaceutical sales, like the fourth quarter of 2013, Abilify, which is an antipsychotic that, you know, should have a very small market, you know, of schizophrenics, but, you know, it, because of marketing. So, you know, people have been so effectively bombarded by the repetition of false information that, from psychiatry in this case, that they accept, you know, taking drugs, psychiatric drugs indefinitely, with all the system damage and health damage that those do, all the adverse effects, and become, you know, lifelong customers.
And they're lifestyle drugs. And you did bring up the cigarettes. Now, organic tobacco, I think, is totally different than what has happened to tobacco. They've increased the nicotine in tobacco to make cigarettes more addictive. And I think that we could probably say that is what they will do with marijuana. They will increase it so there isn't there are addictive properties that people who smoke who grow and smoke their own marijuana would not believe would happen. And it doesn't happen with probably organic marijuana. But
There's tons of other chemicals in tobacco too, which you wouldn't be dealing with if you were just had organic tobacco.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Of course. They want as much profit as they can get. So, of course, they're going to make it physically addictive in order to get a hold on you.
Well, this is the other thing, you know, when you're talking about what can be done with this if it's just full-on legalized, which would mean, you know, you say it's okay to have a whole industry. Of course they're going to try to do that. That was one of the points I was making in the beginning, that the profit is in the people who are addicted. So even if, you know, like Ray or some other folks are thinking, like, it's not addictive, even if you want to think it's not now, I mean, I would argue with that, and, you know, we can get into other studies about this. But for sure that's the intention. Again, they're not going to make their money off of somebody who's just an occasional smoker. That's not the point. You make the profit off of the people that get addicted.
Right.
So one way or the other, they're going to find a way to do that.
Sure. Let's see. We have another caller. Let's take Gary in Pennsylvania. Gary?
Hi, Deanna. Hi, Lynn. How are you?
Oh, good. Hi, Gary. How you doing?
Oh, hi.
Good.
Okay.
I had to call in. I was listening. I didn't know we were going to be on today, but I think Deanna hit it. I have a couple recovery houses, and I deal with addicts daily. I'm a recovering addict myself. And what I don't think that gentleman realizes is the emotional and psychological addiction can be much more powerful and cause much more damage than the physical addiction. I mean, I just took a guy in not too long ago that was all he ever did was marijuana, and he was strung out like a research monkey. He had to have it. He was incapable of leaving the house unless he was high. So I've seen it. I've seen both ends of the spectrum on this, and I can understand his argument. But what Deanna was saying, everybody's, if you have an addictive personality, you're more prone to fall into that addiction, you know, that hell that we call addiction. And I definitely believe that the R.J. Reynolds and Monsanto, they're licking their chops. And look what they did to tobacco. They put 4,000 chemicals in tobacco to make it more addicting, so it gets in the bloodstream faster. And it's the same thing that's going to happen with marijuana. I mean, it's like you were saying before, the money is made with the addiction, not the casual smoker on the weekend partier, you know. And the higher THC content is what I think is what's causing more addiction. Because you take one hit and you get this rush. It's just like smoking crack. I mean, I smoked crack for a couple of years, and I couldn't stop. I wasn't physical. If I didn't have it, I didn't get like dope sick or that physical that I got when I was strung out on heroin. But I had to share my experience with that. But the whole point being is, we have to look at the big picture and what the hidden agenda is here, because we are being played unbelievably here.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing that.
Len, real quick, did you get the hemp butter?
I did. Thank you very much. I did.
Alrighty.
It was very delicious on toast. Yes, Jerry sent me an incredible care package of a number of hemp products and other things. It was amazing. Really amazing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Deanna, I hope you're still wearing your T-shirt.
I am. Yes,
okay.
I am. Thank you so much.
Okay, I'm going to send you another one here real soon. I think you'll like it.
Okay.
It'll be a surprise.
Bless your heart. Thank
Ladies,
you.
Ladies, have a blessed night and keep doing what you're doing. Thank you.
All righty. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Well, this has been a very interesting conversation, and certainly there are a lot of opinions, and people base their opinions on their own experiences. But there are emotional addictions, and I think people are not all the same. And if you do, you can get addicted to your cell phone. You can get addicted to texting. There are all kinds of addictions that are more than physical. They are emotional. They are, they cover all aspects of our lives. And it is about control. I absolutely believe it is about control.
Yeah.
So that is amazing. Alrighty. There's some information that people are looking for on another subject regarding CCHR. Okay. Alrighty. Good, you answered him. Okay, good.
Oh, I did. Oh, yeah. I have an answer in the chat room. Yeah.
Yeah, so I love the chat.
As quickly as I could. It's hard to do that, but yeah, there's much more info I could give, but yeah.
Yes. The chat room is wonderful. The listeners are wonderful. The guests are wonderful. I so enjoy doing this. I've met so many wonderful, wonderful people, including you. And so thank you so very much for being on the program. And thank you for all the efforts you are making to help others. I think it's just, I applaud you for all of your efforts. I really do.
Thank you very much. Yeah,
all righty, you take care.
Okay, you too.
All righty. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you soon.